Thanks, Rosie. The Czech Republic's richest man, Petr Kellner, recently appeared on the front page of a Czech newspaper saying he had, like everybody else, lost money due to the credit crunch. This week, however, Kellner profited from the global financial crisis when his PFF group gained influence over the most valuable parts of the Czech-Slovak investment group J&T. PFF is paying J&T 13 billion crowns in exchange for transferring its heating stations, power stations, machine plants and foodstuffs firms into a newly created joint-owned holding made up of over 20 companies. Both groups have 40% stakes, with the remaining 20% held by J&T's Daniel Křetínský, who heads the new enterprise.
The Czech government sees no reason to bail out the country's banks and is looking for other ways of reviving lending, the Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek said on Thursday. Nearly all the banks in the Czech Republic are owned by foreign companies, and Mr. Topolánek said the state would not bail out subsidiaries of foreign banks. He said the problem was not one of liquidity, but of confidence.
Czech firms have been hit by a sharp drop in volume of orders, a decline in trust within the business environment, and a worsening in payment discipline. That's according to a new survey conducted by the Confederation of Industry. Respondents said the volume of overdue debts had grown by up to 50%, while the volume of liabilities was 40% higher. They also pointed to the risk of a decline in the continuity of supplies. 40% of firms surveyed said they anticipated a 40% fall in orders. Czech companies are under pressure to cut costs, and up to a third said they planned to make layoffs.
The French-owned Buddha Bar chain of Eastern-themed bars and restaurants has opened its first hotel in Prague. While the company has invested 350 million crowns into converting an Art Nouveau building near Old Town Square into a luxury hotel, its owner Raymond Vison told Hospodarské noviny he was not worried the new venture would be adversely affected by the financial crisis. He said customers were getting more demanding when it comes to both service and experience.